Let me start by saying how very honored I am to receive the Caldecott Medal. I feel honored not just because of the prestige and praise that come with this award, but also because now my name will always be linked with Randolph Caldecott's. Soon after Kay Vandegrift called to tell me the good news, I pulled a copy of a previous Caldecott winner off my bookshelf to stare at the medal that would soon be added to the jacket of Hey Al. Believe me, it looked great. Seeing that embossed image of John Gilpin on his runaway horse prompted me to take a fresh look at the diverting history of John Gilpin, Caldecott's interpretation of William Cooper's poem. It's true that Caldecott didn't collaborate with Cooper himself the way I do with Arthur Uhrings, but it still pleases me that the image on the medal comes from a collaborative work. The double-page spread from John Gilpin that inspired the image on the Caldecott medal has long been a favorite of mine, as well as an influence on my illustrations. I always get a laugh and a thrill from that picture of Gilpin, the sedate linen draper, clutching the mane of his frenzied horse for dear life. Both hat and wig are gone, they blew off on the previous spread, and two stone jugs of liquor dangle from Gilpin's belt as he bolts across the pages, scattering a flock of geese, pursued by dogs, and provoking a wide variety of responses from the aroused bystanders. An astonishing scene. The picture draws you close and fills your eyes with the panoramic view that rivals anything I've seen in CinemaScope. But it's not just isolated images that make Caldecott a great picture book artist. This particular spread is the payoff for the smaller scenes he uses to build to this point. Like an enticing melody, each sequence of pictures ebbs and flows. His pictures are never static, they're always moving, always enhancing and enlivening the text. In Hey Al, I tried to use what I learned from Caldecott to smoothly and alluringly move the story along from the monochromatic one-room apartment to the brightly colored Bird Island and back again. I consulted both wordless spreads showing John Gilpin on his runaway horse before I created my own spreads for Hey Al. And I tried to build to a visual crescendo, climaxing in my wordless spread, which shows Al and Eddie dangling from a tree, dumbstruck by the multitude of birds surrounding them. I wanted the lush panoramas of Bird Island to fill the eyes of my viewers and draw them into the pictures the same way Caldecott draws me in. These pictures of Bird Island would never have come into existence if it weren't for the wonderful story that Arthur Uhrings wrote. It must be a very difficult task to write a true picture book text, a text that succinctly tells its tale and still has the power to inspire a series of exciting images. That's exactly what Arthur's text for Hey Al did for me. It allowed my imagination to run free and create the sequence of pictures that turned his story into a picture book. So first and foremost, I want to thank Arthur Uhrings for writing Hey Al. You might say that Arthur and I got together because of a teacher I had during my senior year in art school. That year, Marie Sendak's course in children's book illustration was offered at my school for the first time. Up until then, I had been drifting towards a career as a magazine illustrator. But when Maurice began revealing the mysteries of the picture book form, I was immediately and irreversibly hooked. I had finally found the discipline that answered all my creative needs. About a year after graduation, I went back to school to visit Maurice. On the way up in the elevator, someone tapped me on the shoulder and asked if my name was Richard. He told me that his name was Arthur Uhrings and that he was a writer. He said Maurice had been telling him about an illustrator who'd been his student the previous year, someone who would be perfect for Arthur's stories. But unfortunately, Maurice couldn't remember my last name. So he told Arthur what I looked like and said my first name was Richard. Arthur didn't think this information would be of much use in a city the size of New York, but we finally did meet that day on our way up to visit Maurice, and soon after we began working together. So thank you, Maurice Sendak, for introducing me to the art of picture books, for helping Arthur and me to find each other, and for the quality of your work, which is a continuing inspiration. I would also like to thank my colleagues at Farrer, Straus, and Giroux, my editor Michael DeCapua for his help and encouragement, my designer Cynthia Krupat for the idea of using end papers in two different colors, my wife Denise for her love, and the 1987 Caldecott Committee for giving this year's Caldecott Medal to Hey Al.